name is Ayla, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Ayla.
We love you, Ayla. Lots and lots and lots. And whole bunches.
Ooh la la.
Oh yeah, so my name's Dustin. Don't fucking do that thing. I did forget something. P.S. I have a younger brother that's also in sobriety. He has 2.5 years. He stayed up almost all goddamn night cooking the food that you ate. So he deserves a round of applause. Chris came into sobriety after I got sober, and I thank God covered my ass because I was so excited I almost chased him away. And he can attest to that. I'm so grateful that I don't know if this disease is a family disease or not, but us three brothers are definitely alcoholics, so take from that what you want. But it is so much better that we are all bettering our lives instead of causing wreckage and destruction like we used to. So thank you, Chris, for being a wonderful part of my life. All right, that's all I have.
Thanks, Dustin. I don't even know where to start.
Tell the truth.
I'll tell the truth as I remember it. Let's just say that. I came into this program when I was 15 years old. I came in really young. My story is really, really short. I didn't drink and use for very long. I'm what they call a garden variety drunk. If you don't know what that means, just ask your neighbor. They should know. I had started drinking when I was about 10 or 11 years old. My drinking started when my mom handed me a fuzzy navel on the 4th of July, and she told me to split it with my brother. And I thought I was the coolest kid in the entire world. And I didn't want to share it with my brother.
You didn't, did you?
I did share it with my brother, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Family. I remember that warm, fuzzy feeling, and I remember feeling great. And, I would have a little bit of alcohol here and there, that cheap Boone's Farm wine with my neighbor and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
I didn't think that there was anything wrong with that, because in my family, that's what you did. We were alcoholics, through and through. And it wasn't until a close friend of mine died when I was about, 11 or 12, that things really start to get serious. I remember coming home and telling my mom that this person had committed suicide, and she looked at me and she said, "Well, you're just going to have to get over it." And God bless my mom. My mom's not a bad woman. I love my mom with all my heart. But she said that, and I didn't know how to cope. And so the first thing that I thought of was to steal her bottle of vodka. And so I did. And it just started from there. I still didn't think that there was anything wrong with it. I was in junior high and taking water bottles full of vodka to school. Other things started to precede that with my alcoholism. I started to mix other things with my alcohol, and I basically did anything I could to numb out. My story, we didn't grow up in an abusive home either. We grew up in a dysfunctional home. My brother and I, we were born here, we were raised in Idaho, and we moved back here when I was really little. Things were pretty good. My mom was a single mom, and she did the absolute best that she could to raise us. And, me and my brother were so different. It's really weird. We grew up the same way, but we're completely different.
Yep.
Absolutely different. For me, I did whatever it took to stay calm and to stay mellow. And my brother did whatever he could to stay up and going. And, that's the way that we lived our lives for a very long time. And I remember this one time, I was at a friend's house. It was actually her sister's house. And we were getting drunk. And at some point, I blacked out in the bathroom. And I don't remember much. I remember bits and pieces. I remember waking up to someone breaking in the bathroom door, a man I didn't know. And I remember I woke up in the living room. That was pretty scary for me. But at the time, that was normal. Looking back at that now, I should have realized that there was something wrong with me, being 12 years old and having blackouts. You know, I went through some court things, and you know, my alcoholism just got worse. I couldn't function without having something in my body. I couldn't be around people without having something in my body. I was violent and angry when I was sober. And it was scary. It was really scary. I felt like I was alone, absolutely and completely and utterly alone. And I remember just after I had turned 15 years old, a friend of mine came over and left me with about a half a bottle of this nasty whiskey. And I finished off the bottle, and I took a bath, and I tried to kill myself. And the next day, I went over to my dad's house. God bless my dad. He is a true blue alcoholic. I told him I had a problem, and I told him I didn't know what to do. And my dad took me to my very first AA meeting. I remember it was a Saturday night speakers meeting at the Alano Club, and I remember hearing this woman share her story. She's not alive anymore, God bless her heart, but she shared some of the most horrific things I've ever heard and joked about it and laughed about it and made it seem like it was funny. You know, and I didn't understand why she could do that or how she could do that, how she could stand up there and be so happy. And look so free after going through all of the things that she went through, and I wanted that. I wanted to be free. I wanted to be happy. And so I kept coming back. I was the youngest person in the rooms. Everybody else was much older than me. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to smile. I didn't know how to be friendly. You know, and I just kept coming back with my dad. And I remember there was this old guy that used to always come around, and he had the coolest cane I'd ever seen in my life. It was like wooden, and he made it. And he had this wild, crazy, like 80s hair. Like one day he had to have been a rock star, but he really wasn't. And I remember he came up to me after a meeting one day, and he said, "You're smiling. That's good." And I didn't realize at that point that I was starting to come out of my shell, that I was starting to come alive. And it's nuts to me to look back at all the things that I've gone through and all the things that I've learned in sobriety. When they told me to get a sponsor, I got a sponsor. It was a woman that knew me before I got sober. And it didn't really work out. I love her to pieces. And so I got another sponsor. And I picked a woman that I was absolutely and utterly terrified of. This woman was a rock star. She had everything I wanted and more. She carried herself with a level of confidence that I didn't even imagine I could have. And I remember talking to my dad about it and asking him, should I ask her to be my sponsor? And he's like, yeah, go for it. And I asked her to be my sponsor, and I was so scared. I remember I was so scared to ask her. And, you know, she asked me if I was willing to go to any lengths to stay sober. And I didn't know what that meant, but I said yes. And she started to take me through the steps. And about just after I turned 18 months sober, I had relapsed. I had this problem. I couldn't let go of old playmates and old playgrounds. I just couldn't let go. These are the people that I grew up with, that I used with, that I got sober around. You know, and I hid it. I hid it for a very long time, for about 9 months. I picked up a 2-year chip, not sober. And at my home group, when I finally came back in as a newcomer, I gave back my 2-year chip and picked up a 9-month chip. And that was the most humiliating and humbling experience of my life. I remember that nobody shunned me. I remember when I told my sponsor, she told me that she loved me and she was proud of me. And I remember feeling like I was home. And I hadn't felt that in a really long time. And I still get all teary-eyed because that was the moment that I realized that I'm an alcoholic through and through, and no matter what I do, there's always going to be a place for me to go where people love me no matter what. And I was grateful. I graduated high school sober. I don't know how I did that. You know, life is good today. My brother is in this program as well. My brother is an alcoholic of many different forms as well, and
yeah, he is.
And I remember it was really hard for me to be around my brother. It broke my heart every time I saw him. He was violent. I couldn't be around him at all. And I remember that he had called me one night and asked me if I could take him to one of those AA classes. And I was so freaked out that I called my sponsor and I said, I don't know what to do. And she told me, she said, you take him to a meeting and you introduce him to the people in those rooms. And she said, you show him how to help himself. And so I did. I introduced him to every male that I knew from that meeting. And he ended up going and doing this service project for Salty Paw to build these benches.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Which was a pain in the butt, but it was right around the corner from where he was staying. And that kept him sober. The men in these rooms took him under their wing and helped keep him sober. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I get to experience my brother on a whole new level today. We fight and we bicker, and I hate him sometimes, but I love him even more. He's alive today. And I thought that I was going to have to bury my brother. That's one of the gifts of this program, is that I get to watch him live, and I get to watch him breathe, and I get to watch him grow and make mistakes and piss me off. And that's wonderful to me. You know, sobriety is a gift, and it hasn't always been an easy gift. Today I'm 7 years sober. Actually, today I'm 7 and a half. Today.
Yesterday.
Oh, was it it's today.
Mine
yours
was
yesterday.
Yeah, mine was yesterday. Yours is today.
I'm 7 and a half today. That's incredibly crazy. You know, I'm grateful for every day that I get to get up and I get to be sober. It's not always easy. Some days I want to give up. Some days I want to quit. I throw fits. I argue with people. I argue with myself. That's interesting. But yeah, I wouldn't trade any of it at all. I wouldn't trade any experiences I've had, any of the growth that I've gone through, any of the pain that I've been through in sobriety, because it's made me who I am today. It's made me the strong, confident woman that I am today. Knowing me when I first got sober and today, it's not the same person. I'm not the same scared little girl anymore. And I get to help other people today. I get to be there for other people like other people were there for me. And I wouldn't trade that for the world. You know, I'm really grateful to be here today. It was a fun experience last night staying up with the boys while Chris cooked his ass off. Pardon my language. It was fun.
Just tell us no ass.
Yeah, right? you know, and that's all I got. Thanks.